to encounter our midweek service of prayer and presence. We are glad that you're joining us, whether you are here in person in the sanctuary or joining us online. Our church is a busy one, and as was the case a few weeks ago, we have a group using our theater this evening. Rejoice Ballet is up there tonight, so we are gathering here in this space. You might have also noticed that the front is slightly different. Tomorrow, we will have our noon Lenten concert here in the sanctuary, and Andrew Reisinger will be playing, and so it's all set up for that. So if you are able to be here in person or tune in online at noon, it will be a wonderful concert. Our pattern recently with these services has been to have an encounter with the scripture using some contemplative practices. During the month of Lent, we are actually shifting that a little bit, and we will be encountering Jesus. Carol is preaching from the Gospels through the rest of Lent, and the Gospel of John particularly. So we'll be reading those passages in our encounter services, but then we're going to have someone from our congregation come and talk about their own encounters with Jesus. And so I hope that will be a wonderful experience for you. This evening we have Reverend Kay Gray, who will be sharing with us, and we're so glad that you're here. Thank you. All right. Next week, we will have Corbin Smith be here with us. He'll be speaking. And then the following week will be spring break week. So we will not have this service. We will also not have our Wednesday night meals in 2 weeks. But we will be here next week. So now, let us prepare to encounter Christ. And let's sing together our gathering song. Join me in our opening prayer. Jesus, we have come to worship this evening, hoping to encounter you. We thank you for meeting us where we are. We have come with questions that only you can answer. Help us to open our hearts to you. We have come with burdens that are difficult to carry. May our lives be healed and strengthened for service. Amen. Please be seated. Would you join me in our prayer of confession? O God, we are such stubborn people. We want to know all the answers, and we want to know them now. We find it hard to place our trust in Jesus. When he proclaims that we can have new life, we wonder how it is possible. Forgive us and help us, gracious God. Help us to place our trust in your healing care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you now into a few moments of silent confession. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our scripture this evening comes from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, 'You must be born from above.' The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now I'd like to invite Kay up.
Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of us be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Aaron asked me to share an encounter that I've had with Christ, and a very quickly one recent encounter came to mind. I tell you my situation so you can understand why this was such a big deal to me. I don't feel old. People will say, "Well, you don't really look that old." I don't feel that old. But there have been creeping hints that have come to me. There are troubles with my joints. There are experiences of losing words. I'll be talking along and not being able to get a hold of a word, and so we have to play this guessing game. What is the word Kay's trying to think of? I misremember commitments. There was something just a couple days ago where my son asked me if I had taken care of it, and I said, I thought you were taking care of it, and that sort of thing happens way too often. So I keep saying to the Lord, how can I be an old lady? It just doesn't seem right. And there are reasons that I need to face it, to accept some of the disabilities that have come. Just this summer, I had a pretty invasive heart surgery. Didn't slow me down. And so I realized that I try hard to control it, as if I could turn back the clock and not have this birthday that's coming up in May. I go to the Y just about every day. I get good night's sleep. I eat right. I stayed away at home way too long during the pandemic. Enjoyed church on TV until recently it convicted me that when I take the vows, I vow to be present. So I've been trying to get here better. But still, it's just something that I wish I could change. And then we did this Bible study. And when we encountered Moses and the Israelites in the wilderness, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm in a wilderness. And I began to look at their plight from a whole new different way and say to the Lord, what am I going to do about this wilderness? And I declare, I didn't actually hear a visible voice, but I definitely heard God speaking to me saying, well, do you trust me or not? And I sat back and thought, of course I trust you, Lord. And then I realized, well, I really hadn't been acting like I trust God. And so I began to think about what would it mean if I really trusted God and wandered in this wilderness of aging without getting so troubled about it. And on that very day, I had an experience where one of the podcasts I was listening to was about trust. And on an encounter that I had later on that afternoon, there was a song that came on the radio. And then my friend began sharing with me what she had learned about fear, and that y'all have probably heard this saying, but fear is forgetting everything is okay. Everything's all right. Fear is forgetting everything is all right. And I thought to myself, well, Lord, I will try to remember everything is all right. So every once in a while, when I begin to resent this birthday that's coming up, I say to myself, rear, remember everything is all right. And it has been a different journey for me these last couple of weeks since I had that experience. That very Sunday in church, of course, Carol preached on that passage, and the hymn we sang that Sunday, Matt, was just so great. It was one in the bulletin. It was one where we sang to God, which I'm always wishing we would do in our hymns, that we would sing to God. And it was an experience of not being alone, not feeling lonely like I had felt. And just so many things reassured me that God was with me and that it was real for me. I don't know, over my lifetime, one of the other realizations that came out of this encounter was, holy smokes, I've been in the wilderness several times in my life. And I began to think about some of those experiences. And then I heard other people say, you know, I realized as we got to that passage in reading the Bible that I've been in the wilderness. So it really wasn't such an uncommon experience, except that I know God was with me in that moment, and that God was going to provide for me some of the troublesome things that happened because I'm going to be 80 years old on my next birthday in May. and that I don't need to resent it. I wanted to share just a word or two with you about claiming that we have been in the presence of God. In some ways, it sort of seems, I don't know, arrogant or boastful, but of course it isn't about us. God has said to us, and Jesus has said to us, look, I'm with you always, all the time. So it isn't boastful to claim that we've been in the presence of Jesus. And then we might ask, well, how do you know if you've really been with God? Well, there's that trust thing again, that when we speak to God about a need, that we believe God hears us and God is right with us. Some of the signs that just hit me over the head are when the timing of things that I hear so much coincide or a resolve comes so quickly. And you could say, well, that's a coincidence. Not when it happens just at the right time and it happens over and over again. God wants us to be in a relationship with Him. And when we come to worship, it's just loving God and speaking words of love to God. And the more we do that, the more it happens. Last week in the devotional that I'm reading, I had to bring this because I figured I was going to forget some words. Tech Sample was the person reading the devotion, and he is the coolest guy. And he gave the illustration of practicing, that we need to practice prayer, and we need to practice being in the presence of God. And he told about being a baseball player, and he said his position, he was a baseball player for 30 years. I didn't know that. But he was a catcher. And he said one of the hardest plays for a catcher is when a runner is coming home from third base and the ball is lobbed to him and he needs to tie the runner out. And he said a lob is the hardest thing for a catcher to catch, which I did not know. And that when the runner's coming at you, you know, they're going to slide into you and you're going to drop the ball. So you practice. And here he was making the point that we need to practice in our relationship to God to feel more comfortable with it. What they do in this baseball practice is they practice lobbing the ball to the catcher, and somebody stands behind the catcher and hits him over the head with a pillow as he's catching the ball. And the key is to hang on to it. And so I began to think, you know, how could I practice regularly this remembering that everything is all right? And so what I've been doing ever since then, having the ball lobbed to me or somebody pounding me over the head with fear is that when I get in a situation like that, I just say, grace, grace. It's all about grace. And I do believe God is with each of us if we'll just pay attention.
Thank you.
We've heard a word from Scripture, and we've heard a word from Kay. And I hope you've heard God speaking to you this evening. I invite us now into a time of prayer. And when I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, I invite you to respond with the words, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, may your Spirit give strength to all your people as they work and witness in your world. Unite us in your truth and love, and help us to show your love to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all people, especially for places where there is war or famine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Creator, help everyone to share all the good gifts that you have given to us. May those who lead the nations of the world be given wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community and for all who live and work in this area. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our friend, we pray for our families and friends. May we be able to help each other just as you help us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those in need, for those who are sick, for those who are in the hospital, for those who are in hospice care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Compassionate God, give your strength and healing to all those who are sad, grieving, isolated, or lonely. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we give the rest of this week into your hands. Be with us in all that we do. May we learn and grow closer to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We offer you all of our prayers, O God, both spoken aloud and those in our hearts, as we pray the prayer that you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit as we sing our song of sending forth.
Love. soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into life. Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me into
Friends, may you go forth this night with the assurance that God is trustworthy, that God is with you, and God will never leave you. May you go in peace. Amen.